Jeff and Greg's Extreme Beer Show, April 1st, 2006.
Woo! Yeah!
Hey guys, this is Jeff.
Welcome to the show, it's Greg here. We're going to be doing some great beers tonight. Woo! But hey, first of all, let's do some beer news. I was at the bar the other day, and there was this chick who was so hot.
Smoking?
Oh my god, she had huge bazongas, if you know what I mean.
Oh, woo! Dude. Did you tap that?
I wanted to tap that, but unfortunately I did not. But I will tap it another day. I swear to you, and I swear to all of you listening. Yeah. What's our first beer tonight? Oh, we have an email.
We have an email.
We have an email. This is an email from Chris. He says, woo! Woo! You guys are extreme. Woo! We agree. We are extreme.
We
Isn't
are
that
extreme.
Right?
Only the best beers. Tonight we're doing the 40th anniversary Coors Light Edition,
Coors
Super Bowl XL.
Light. This is the silver bullet. And of course, we get it where they were born.
And of course, the first beer of the night is Chug-O-Matic.
Chug-O-Matic.
All right.
Here comes the two.
Two. Three.
Yeah. Taste that. Mmm. Woo!
Woo!
Silver bullet!
That was cold tasting.
This thing tastes so cold. How do they do it?
It's coldest tasting beer in the world.
My god, this tastes so cold.
Oh, man. Mm. This is the best cold tasting beer ever.
This beer is cold! One thing I gotta say about Coors Light is their commercials. Oh my god, they take the hottest chicks on those commercials.
You put them in the nice little tank tops.
Oh my god, I love them.
That's why I love Coors Light.
You gotta love those commercials and you gotta love those babes. And whenever I see that, I just want to pound a couple brewskis.
Woohoo!
Yeah! Yeah. I love it. Yeah, they got the kind of mountain shit on their can.
But the can's silver.
But it is silver, isn't it? Silver bullet, baby. Yeah! Coors Light. Coors Light. Coors Light.
It's so good. It's so Coors.
It's just so cold. It tastes so cold. How would you rate this on the cold-o-meter?
On the cold-o-meter, it would get a...
Woo, woo, woo!
It would get a 6 on the cold-o-meter.
A 6? This tastes way too cold to get a 6. This is a 9 on the cold-o-meter for Greg. Extreme!
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 Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Awesome.
Right, baby. Chug the last bit of it. Yeah!
So cold.
Oh, man, that tastes so cold. Yeah! Woo! Woo!
Okay, what's the next beer for tonight, Greg?
Next beer is the King of Beers, Budweiser!
Woo!
Woo! Here it is, man, in the yellow and white can, like it says on there. The King of Beers. It is red, isn't it? I don't care, I'm going to get so smashed!
I'm so drunk, man, I can't tell what color it is.
I'm going to get so smashed. 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 Extreme!
This is so Jeff and Greg, Extreme Beer Show. Beer number 2, Budweiser.
Yeah!
Oh, dude, that's so good. That is... Budalicious.
So good. How do they do it?
Those guys from Budweiser,
they sure make it good. Look at this stuff. It says here on there some words and shit. I can't even read that. I'm so smashed.
Yeah, they got some hot chicks too.
They do. Remember those Swedish bikini teams?
Oh, man. That little dog Spuds. I wish I was him.
I want that Spud stuff. Stream Beer Show. Yummy. This is, like we said, Budweiser.
Dude, this beer is so awesome.
You know, I was sitting next to some guy at a bar, and he drank some, like, brown beer.
Brown?
It was gross.
It was like diarrhea.
He had it in a glass, too. I said, get in the can where it was born.
Dude, yeah, you gotta drink the Budweiser straight from the can.
Exactly. Budweiser. This tastes so cold. I don't think it's as cold as the silver bullet, baby. Woo!
What do you give it on the cold-o-meter?
On the cold-o-meter, I would give this about a 7.
7.
It's good, but it's a little not quite cold enough, if you know what I mean. Woo!
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it a 6.1 on the cold-o-meter.
Cold-o-meter!
Woo!
Woo! Come on, Jeff. Extreme! That was extreme!
Woo!
Woo! Woo! So tell me a story about some hot chicks you met, Jeff.
Okay, dude, the other night I was out at the bar. This bar had 30-cent beers.
No way.
30 cents.
No way.
You could drink like 80 of them for like a buck.
Oh my God.
And all the chicks, they were wasted.
How smashed did you get?
Dude, I don't even remember how I got home. It was so awesome.
Oh my God, that's awesome. I love that.
I think I had chicks carry me home, man.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, whenever you drink the Budweiser, the chicks dig you.
Oh my God, was it Budweiser you had?
I was drinking Bud Light.
Bud Light for only 30 cents a beer?
Dude, yeah.
What a deal!
Yeah, they had this Bud Select stuff, but man, it looked so fancy.
Oh, that Bud Select, I heard that was like some fancy beer for people who dress in suits and crap like that.
It was like 80 cents a bottle. Dude, give me the can of Bud Light.
No doubt about it, 30 cents. Woo!
That's cold.
That is cold. I may have to adjust my cold-o-meter, because that does taste so cold.
Very extreme.
Now, these are kind of weird, this next beer.
This next beer is a local beer. This is a beer your grandpappy would drink, but in a new package. This new package makes it taste so cold.
That's what I hear. These are the Iron City beer. Now, it says on here, premium lager. What's a lager?
It's like beer, but better.
Really?
Yeah.
Must be cold then.
Here, this one takes a bottle opener, so yeah, let me open that for you.
It's like a bottle-looking thingy, but it's still like a can. It's a bottle can.
Now, I say this makes the beer colder faster and stay colder longer.
Well, anything that makes it cold.
The rules of thermodynamics don't count when you're drinking extreme beer.
The words of thermodynamics. You're right. Yeah, thermoeconomics. Woo! Iron shitty beer!
Oh, man, I love the taste of this beer. It's a man's beer.
I don't know if that tastes quite as cold to me.
No, it's not quite as cold. How about on the corn-o-meter?
On the what meter?
The corn-o-meter.
On the corn-o-meter, I'd say this rate's about a 9.
9 on the corn-o-meter. I give you it straight up.
Extreme!
Now, see, this beer is for the old men. You got to drink the Iron City Light, the IC Light, if you want the chicks to get you on this one.
Yeah, we need to get some IC Light. Screw this Iron City crap.
Chicks will jump your bones if you're drinking IC Light.
That's what I hear.
Less waste, they say.
Iron City. Now, you may not be able to get this around the country or wherever you are, but if you get it, Iron City beer is where it's at. Iron City. And like we said, it's a premium lager. And those premium lagers are like way better than the other stuff, like the Budweiser, which is it's not a lager, but it's the king of beers. And this Coors Light is also not a lager, but it's cold. It tastes very cold.
All right, so it's about time. We're running out of time here on the Extreme Beer Show. So what do you say we finish this one up with a good old chug?
Chug!
Chug! 3, 2, 1, chug!
That was an awesome extreme beer show.
Tune in next week where we taste such awesome extreme beers as Moosehead and Labatt Triple X
and Molson Golden.
Woo!